Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from Psalm 139, beginning at verse 13. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. And then also out of the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 14. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. And then out of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, beginning at verse 9. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Well, it's happened again this year already. I watched my favorite movie of all time, It's a Wonderful Life. Actually, I've watched it twice, with more to come before Christmas Day. You can count on that. Despite having seen it at least 100 times, I'll watch it again with Linda. I watched it a little bit with her the other day, with our children, with grandchildren, and some of our godchildren when they arrive for Christmas. Watching it this past weekend, I sat there once again with tears flowing down my cheeks, especially as the movie ends. I'm a proud member with other dear friends of the Waterworks Club. My granddaughters will attest to the fact that I'm easily touched and moved to tears by special moments. As you may recall in the movie, George Bailey finds out that $8,000 has been lost from the Bailey Building and Loan. There is no money to repay it. After attempting to borrow the money from a local heartless banker, Mr. Potter, George realizes that the death benefit of his $15,000 life insurance policy would cover the loss, haunted by the banker's comment that he is worth more dead than alive. George heads to the local bridge to end his life. While standing on the bridge, ready to jump into the water in that river to end it all, Clarence Oddbody, angel second class, and sent from heaven to help George, jumps into the river just before George does, knowing that George would then jump in to save Clarence, which he did. While they were both drying off in the bridge tender's cabin there at the bridge, George, not believing a bit of Clarence's claim that he was an angel, shares his plight, though, with Clarence, feeling like a failure. To all who depend on him, George wishes that he had never been born. Well, seizing that opportunity to help bring some perspective to George at that moment in his life, Clarence grants his wish. And with that, he gives George a chance to see what the world would be like if he had never been born. Thereafter, in scene after scene, George sees how person after person was positively impacted by him and how they, in turn, impacted others and the world for good. And that without his impact, that is, if he had never been born, so many lives would not have survived or would be so much less than they turned out to be. We're nearing the end of a 2020 year, which I suspect turned out much different than you or I anticipated it would be as we began the year together in January. A year with a record number of hurricanes and other natural disasters, a year of personal concerns, of deep heartaches, losses, and uncertainties with uncertainty still lingering, a year of protests turning into rioting and looting and deaths, and maybe the most contentious and still unsettled election in memory. And underlying it all this year, a worldwide coronavirus pandemic. Many have been infected, and many have lost their lives from the virus around the world. Businesses have closed, major industries are struggling, and family after family are struggling to simply make ends meet. While schools and businesses are ordered closed in many places, only seeming to make things worse. And through it all this year, many of us have felt and perhaps now feel a bit like George Bailey, wondering what we can do or what we could have done to make a difference, to help make things better. Yet when we think about it, when we look back, we can see that there are stories upon stories of people, including stories of you and me, making a difference and having an impact in the lives of those around them and around us, realizing even in the difficulties of our own lives, we have made a difference, which would not have happened if we had not been here, or as George wondered, if we had never been born. The movie It's a Wonderful Life has always reminded me of what God was trying to tell us so many years ago when he sent his son for you and for me. We're special to him. We're special to God. He loves us. It's a reminder that we need today and every day, a reminder that we were created like no one else and given the gift of our life for a purpose, for such a time as this that we're going through. It's a reminder especially needed now when the pains and disappointments of this year and perhaps of past Christmas seasons linger in our memories, when the commercialization of the season is all around us and we're trying to keep up, and it all causes us to lose our focus on what it's really all about. Maybe it's a reminder that you don't need, but that I only need. A reminder that points me back to that moment of God's love for us, which occurred over 2,000 years ago and which this Christmas season is all about. It's why I play Christmas music beginning in August to remind me of the reason. It's why I watch by myself and with my family It's a Wonderful Life and others like A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, The Santa Claus, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, The Polar Express, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, and so many others. They all help me to embrace again what life is really all about, to refocus me on that moment occurring so many years ago in a dirty, damp, dark manger and stable behind an inn in Bethlehem, a moment where we are headed together again, a moment which made and will continue to make all the difference in our lives, and a moment reminding us that God created us, you and me, and my friends, God doesn't create any junk, that he gave each of us the wonderful gift of our life, that we are special, fearfully and wonderfully made, as the psalmist said, for a purpose to touch the world for good, a message which George Bailey eventually learned, a reminder of God's plan and purpose for our lives, confirmed by the words of Clarence Oddbody, Angel Second Class, to George as he finally began to realize that his life had, in fact, made a difference in the world. You see, George, Clarence the angel said, you've really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away? And then, as example after example of changed and better lives unfolded before George, and he sees what might have been without him, Clarence makes clear to him, you have been given a great gift, George, the chance to see what the world would be like without you. Strange, isn't it? Clarence continues. Each man's life touches so many other lives. And when he isn't around, he leaves an awful hole, doesn't he? The movie It's a Wonderful Life gives us a great gift to cause us to stop for a moment and realize that no matter how difficult life becomes, no matter the disappointments we feel, and we do, and how we often feel that we've fallen short of all we wish we could be and all we wish we could have done, that our lives have in fact touched so many other lives. And when we aren't around or weren't around, we would leave an awful hole. So, Are you feeling a little empty today? Feel like at times that you don't measure up? Wondering if you're doing anything at all that is making a difference? Don't do that. Don't do that. God has given you a great gift, the gift of your life. And the greatest gift of all, reminding us all again of all we can be and all we were created to be, to lift the lives around us, we will embrace again in a few weeks with the celebration of the birth of God's Son over 2,000 years ago for you and for me. The moment God orchestrated just for us, just for you, and just for me, to remind us of how much He loves us, of how special we are to Him, and to remind us of all He created us to be with the gift of our life for others. So special are we to Him that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ. Think about that for a moment. So special are we to God that He sent His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to rescue us, to restore each of us to Him, to draw us closer to Him, to assure us that when we accept Him, we experience eternal salvation with Him forever. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. For you? Yes. For you. For me? Yes. For me too. For what? To glorify God by living fully the gift of the life God gave us, and to continue to make a difference with Him in the world, which only we can make. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for these dear friends in this moment to stop and reflect on where we're headed, what the season is about, and reminders of this, of the incredible gift that you sent into the world in the form of your Son for us because you love us, and the incredible gift that you gave each one of us of our life to follow you and make a difference in this world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the reminder of this movie that I can't help but think that you created and wove through those who had put it together, to remind us of the incredible gift of the life you gave each one of us to make a difference in this world with you. Thank you, Lord. Be with us. I know you will. We know you will. As we go forward from this day, following you as you lead us life by life, that you bring before us to make a difference in this world and in their lives. Thank you for that privilege. Thank you for all you do for us and with us. Thank you for your Son. And it's in His precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.